on a night where the Utah Jazz show Rudy Gobert a lot of love, and he answers with a season high. The Jazz do what you'd expect against the Atlanta Hawks and win 128-112. We'll talk about it on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store, 6200 South, 20th East. What are you going to get tomorrow?
I'm going to pick up a cake and some dot pretzels and take to the Super Bowl party on Sunday.
I didn't get invited to your Super Bowl party.
We're getting invited to someone else's Super Bowl party. So, No, you're not invited.
Sadness. All right. It was an emotional day. Rudy had the press conference. All sorts of different things. He ended up with a season high, 25 points on 7 shot attempts, 7 of 7 from the field. How do you sum up this day, Ron?
Well, it started off one of those days where everyone was questioning, you know, the selections and, you know, and all those kind of things. And then, as you pointed out, one of the better interviews that you have heard from Rudy Gobert ended up being something different with the national media, which is kind of sad. But Rudy answered the bell tonight with some great scoring.
The game went maybe exactly as I'd expect. I thought Joe Ingles kind of said that to us after the game in the interview with Tony Parks, just kind of in the sense of saying, like, hey, they play a little differently. They're a little different. They're pretty young, and then we kind of just dialed in, and that the game kind of. You never thought they were really going to lose, but they were trailing for a while. You kind of wondered at one point they were down 11 whether they were not going to get the juice. The game kind of went, I think, as you'd anticipate.
Well, you're kind of worried because we've seen some of those nights where the Jazz just couldn't find the rim, not just one guy but the whole team, and they lose momentum. They seem like they lose focus when they're playing against teams that they're supposed to beat. This is one of those ball games, so you got a little worried when they were down 11. But you knew that, you know, there was a second half and they could come back and win it.
So the Jazz were down by 2 at the half. They were down by 11 at one point in the second quarter. But they finished the first half shooting 6 of 23 from 3. It was interesting. We asked Mike Wells. And Mike Wells at the half said, we're missing our above the breakthrough. We're getting our corner 3. The Jazz ended up taking 18 corner 3s during the ballgame.
You know, and that's one of the Jazz signatures, is to be able to get those corner threes. Excellent three-point shooters. Crowder's down there. Korver's down there. Joe Ingles ends up shooting the corner three. And that's just become one of the Jazz's shots. Now, the other threes, they'll accept those as well, you know. And the Jazz struggled in the first half knocking down the threes, but they ended up for the night, ended up making 12 of 35. The 34%.
So I thought what was really interesting about this game was that at one point, midway through, I think the first half, or maybe right, I said to you, Ron, wow, the Hawks aren't getting any shots at the rim. And to me, if you're not getting shots at the rim, eventually it falls apart for you. You just, you know, for all the threes we love and all the other things, really where Rudy has his value, you've got to get on top of the cup at least for 35, 40% of your shots every night. Jazz were at 37 tonight, I think. The Hawks were down at one point about 15, 16% of their shots. And so I think you just kind of felt like at some point this had to cool down.
Well, absolutely. They play fast. I think they played a little bit faster than I think what the Jazz expected. Trey Young is a pretty good player, but he does push the ball up the floor very, very well. But even with that, I mean, as you mentioned, this is a very young basketball team. You know, they're going to do some things well, but they're also going to struggle doing, you know, some of the necessary things that it takes to win a basketball game. We talked about this as well, David, as though the Jazz didn't seem to have to play very, very hard to beat this team, but, you know, they did get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those games we talked about when the schedule was so difficult for the Jazz, and that's really, to me, actually, that's the travesty of Rudy Gobert not making the All-Star team. The reason Rudy Gobert didn't make the All-Star team is we had a hard schedule to start the year.
Yeah.
Like, if we had played Oklahoma City's schedule and had 4 more wins, then Rudy Gobert makes the All-Star team. Like, that's the truth of the matter. And, you know, we're a game behind San Antonio, and if we'd been 3 games ahead of them, which we would be with a softer schedule or the correct schedule, then Rudy makes it. And that to me, is a little bit of the travesty of all this. But this is one of those games that's important because he didn't use a lot of juice. Houston's using a lot of juice tonight in Denver, and we got them tomorrow, and we're going to have a rest advantage on Houston, even though both of us are on a back-to-back.
You know, that is a great point. great point about Rudy and our schedule and you would think that even though the Jazz have a winning record, you know, that he would still have a very good shot of making it. Now, Minnesota doesn't have a winning record, and Karl-Anthony Towns makes it.
Yeah, that was – don't tell Vince, but that was bad selection too. Yeah. You know what? Honestly, the thing about Rudy, the All-Star game to me, like I've zeroed in on LaMarcus Aldridge because I have data that just makes him look bad. But the fact is I think Rudy should be on the All-Star team above five of the guys. It's not like I think Rudy should be – like I don't even think Rudy should be a debate of whether he's on the All-Star team. I think he should be on the All-Star team above five of the players selected.
I agree.
Right? I mean, that's,
I totally
it's not
agree.
To me like he's the 12th selection. That's the insanity of all this. Anyway, what'd you just drop? Money.
Yeah.
You got money bags just falling out of your pockets. You won't invite me to a Super Bowl party. All right.
Well, we got invited. Hopefully
all right.
We have some fun.
I have a question. I went on NBA TV tonight.
Yes.
And I was very passionate, as you would expect. Mm-hmm. And it made them uncomfortable, and they all laughed. They giggled kind of nervously, almost laughed at my passion.
Uh-huh.
And Gustavo wants to know if it pisses me off being interviewed and laughed at when responding with such passion.
I think it should.
You think it should?
I think it should. For a reason. It's because they didn't want to understand what you were saying. Because
they didn't want to prepare like
they
I
didn't
did.
Want, exactly. So when and that's what you get, you know.
Right.
I tell you a lot, David, sometimes you over-prepare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tonight's broadcast was not one of them. Jazz winning over the Hawks by the final score of 128-112. Have a good one.